Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. This report is sponsored by Allion Herbicide from Bayer Crop Science. Cleaner, longer, Allion. Stanislaus County's total ag production is worth more than $3.2 billion, ranking sixth in the state in terms of overall value. Wayne Zipser is the executive director of the Stanislaus County Farm Bureau. He talked about this season's harvest.
Harvest is early. It seems like everything is kind of early this year. You know, almonds are probably over half done already, and, you know, we're just in the beginning of September, so it's kind of been an unusual year for most everything. I know the peach harvest was early. Looks like the grape harvest was a little bit early, and so everything's progressing pretty well.
The Stanislaus County Farm Bureau is headquartered in Modesto and has a mission to serve as the voice of the area's agriculture industry at all levels of government. Zipser noted some of the reasons for this year's early harvest.
I think there's a kind of a cumulative effect. I think the weather definitely had some to do with it. You know, farmers are anxious always to get the crop off. And so I think, you know, a lot of folks got an early start. So I think, it's kind of a cumulative effect.
More from Wayne Zipser after this.
You go the extra mile for your grapes, citrus, and tree nuts. Does your herbicide? Allion Pre-Emergence Herbicide goes the distance, delivering up to 6 months of powerful residual control of grass and broadleaf weeds, including resistant species. With Allion, you reduce the number of in-season sprays, so you can focus less on weeds and more on profitability. Cleaner, longer. Allion Herbicide from Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions.
The most lucrative commodities in Stanislaus County are milk, almonds, English walnuts, chickens, and silage corn. Zipser mentioned a concern regarding prices.
Most crops are doing pretty well. Commodity prices are down, and I think that concerns a lot of farmers.
Labor continues to be a hot topic, with some growers reporting an abundance of labor, while others are feeling the pressure of a shortage of quality farm workers to harvest their crops.
I've found the exact same thing. I've talked to some growers who have, labor intensive crops, and I asked them if it's been a problem, and most generally they've said no, but then there are some places where they said yeah, it's been a real problem.
This is California Ag Today.